Linda Sarsour concerned by Biden's overall health, it can't just be all gaffes. By Hannah Blow on August 26, 2019. Radical leftist and Women's March leader Linda Sarsour is concerned by Democrat frontrunner Joe Biden's D. overall health, writing on Twitter Sunday that it is actually not funny and can't just be all gaffes. The former vice president committed another embarrassing gaffe over the weekend, confusing New Hampshire with Vermont during a campaign stop in Keene, New Hampshire. I love this place. Look, what's not to like about Vermont in terms of the beauty of it? Biden told a gaggle of reporters while standing in front of the infamous Lindy's Diner, an essential campaign stop for presidential candidates throughout the years. And what a neat town, this is like a scenic, beautiful town. The mayor's been a good guy, everybody has been really friendly. I like Keene a lot, he continued. That particular gaffe prompted Sarsour, the Palestinian activist who has come under fire for anti-Semitic remarks, to voice her growing concerns about Biden's overall health. This is actually not funny, she wrote. It's very sad. These can't just be all gaffes. People need to be worrying about VP Biden's overall health. That flub was the latest in a long line of recent gaffes muttered by the presidential hopeful. He recently confused Burlington, Vermont, with Burlington, Iowa, mixed up former British Prime Minister Theresa May with the late Margaret Thatcher, and claimed to have been vice president in the aftermath of the Parkland shooting, even though it happened over a year after he left office. Nonetheless, Biden told a crowd in New Hampshire that, despite his recent errors, he's not going nuts. Sarsour is not the only prominent figure raising questions about Biden's mental fitness. Fox News's Brit Hume aired his concerns in a tweet Saturday, writing, Biden has always made gaffes by the bushel. But some of his recent ones suggest the kind of memory loss associated with senility. Rudy Giuliani urged the public to pay attention to Brit Hume's evaluation of Biden's cognitive impairment.